Can you start by just telling me how bad the situation is at the moment with horse welfare?
Well, certainly from the Dublin SPCA's perspective, we've never seen the problem as bad. It's something we predicted back in 2007. We have a huge number of surplus horses, and we're now finding that the numbers we're dealing with have gone up dramatically over the last 2 years.
Tell me a little bit about the cases that you've come across recently. I know that as recently as yesterday you had to put four horses down, but explain the kind of welfare issues that there are.
Well, predominantly the welfare issues we deal with are the effects of neglect. Animals being kept in entirely inappropriate locations, no supplementary feed, no shelter, no veterinary care, no feed care. They're in locations where they're likely to be injured, handled inappropriately, and the effects of all of that, and certainly the bad weather we saw in the run-up to Christmas was absolutely catastrophic, because we had animals that were light body weight in fields with no nutritious food in the ground, and suddenly with no access to any feed or water or shelter through some of the worst weather we've ever seen in this country.
And what were you seeing during that time?
Everything from you know, animals that are underweight to animals that were starving, completely emaciated, collapsed, hypothermia. At one point, we dealt with a young colt who had, you know, looked for shelter in a ditch and had become frozen in the ditch. He was dying of starvation and hypothermia. And had to be euthanized. They were the types of cases we came across, you know, dead bodies of horses, horses that had died of starvation, of cold, of exposure.
And compared to, for example, 2004 in the so-called good times in Ireland, how does it differ?
Well, certainly the dramatic increase in the numbers that we're dealing with as an organisation. I mean, we were founded in 1840. We've always looked after horses. We might have taken 5, 6, 7 horses into the shelter in the course of a whole year. We saw those numbers go up dramatically. 2009, we had, you know, I think it was 26 horses, 2008, 26 horses, 2009, 106 horses, 2010, 120 horses. We've already dealt with, we're dealing with 15, 20 horse calls a day. Now, not all of those calls require us to have an animal removed or to have the animal put down, but it's a resource that we have to go out and check to ensure the well-being of that animal.
My understanding is that the real crisis came in and around 2007, when Ireland started to become in an economic crisis anyway, and those two issues are very much linked. Can you just explain about what happened in 2007 and what you saw here in the DSPCA?
Well, I think if we have to go back a bit further, we have to go back to 2000, when from sort of 2000 to 2007, we saw a dramatic increase in breeding of horses, of people's involvement with horses. People who historically maybe had never been involved with horses became members of syndicates, bought horses, decided to breed horses. Breeders were breeding more animals to meet a demand. 2007 came, and, you know, without a doubt, a horse is somewhat of a luxury item. No different than maybe a second home or, you know, an additional foreign holiday or a bigger car. The horse almost became, for many people, a sort of status symbol, and their involvement, whether it was, you know, attending racing or having riding lessons or buying the horse or breeding. You know, in recessionary times, people have to cut back on the luxury items. And so suddenly we found the value of horses going down, the number of people who could afford to keep horses, that became an issue. Veterinary costs, feed costs, livery costs. And as a result, these animals were being sold and moved on, and moving further down the value chain. And this is why we now see in Dublin a very unique situation where we have a surplus number of animals, you know, a huge increase in the number of animals coming into the city. That's put huge strains on our resources as an organisation, as a welfare organisation. It's put additional resources on for the likes of the local authorities, who were impounding more horses than they've ever done before. And this is the problem we're dealing with.
A very nice young lad there from Ballyfermot, who's here on a course, said to me that in one phone call he could get me a horse to buy for €50. Now, the point that you made there, that horses have no value now, I mean, €50 for a horse is extraordinary. You know, dogs, pedigree dogs, are hundreds of euro. They've no value, but also keeping a horse is an expensive business. Now, what kind of welfare cases have you seen recently, and can you describe what happened yesterday as well?
Well, the welfare cases we're seeing, I mean, you've made the point you can buy a horse for 50 euros. Right, so we have a horse for 50 euros and it's been bought by maybe a young person, maybe they're 14, 15, 16 years old. They've put it on a piece of wasteland. They don't have the money to pay for feed for that animal. They don't have money to pay for a farrier. They don't have money to pay for veterinary bills. The animal becomes injured. Maybe they aren't sure what to do. That's the welfare situation we deal with. So, for example, yesterday we had the awful job of having to put down four horses, two in one location. The main problems being underweight. Obviously then their entire systems are compromised because they're underweight. Secondary infection, scour, strangles, all the conditions that will debilitate an animal. And when they have no body weight on them at that point, what can you do?
They have no chance. Explain to me about the legal situation here. What does the law say about keeping horses, me going out and buying this horse for 50 euro?
Well, under the Control of Horses Act 1996, if you want to keep a horse within the control area of a local authority, you're required to get a licence. So what should be happening is you want to buy a horse, you apply for a licence through your local authority. The location where you're going to keep that animal is inspected before your licence is issued. Then you can acquire the horse. So now you have a horse with a licence. On top of that, under the passport legislation, you're required to have your animal microchipped and passported. That gives accountability and traceability on that animal. So if it's found somewhere, similar to microchipping of dogs, your dog gets lost, and if it's got a microchip, we can look it up and find out who the owner is. We need that for horses. That's what the legislation states, and that's what you should have.
So the simple fact is the legislation is there to solve this problem, but it's not being enforced.
The legislation is there that we can deal with the problem more effectively. There's no simple solution to the whole equine crisis. There's no simple solution to the horses all over the country. And again, I think it's important to stress this is not confined to Dublin. This is a nationwide problem. We might have a unique situation where we're certainly dealing with a lot of maybe young people with horses, but there are horses in trouble right across the country, and you only have to talk to any of the other welfare groups and they will explain that to you.
It costs in and around 300 euro to humanely kill a horse and discard its carcass. Now, that is a huge amount of money. What can be done with regards to this issue and the cull that may, some people argue, needs to happen?
Well, again, we would argue that a cull is not the answer. What we would like to see is an amnesty or some sort of owner surrender program. If somebody finds themselves in the situation of owning horses or owning a horse and not being able to sell it, not being able to rehome it responsibly, and I think that's what the critical message here is, it's, to rehome it responsibly, and or if their animal is unwell or injured, that, the costs of being able to have that animal put down, I think we need to have some form of relief to do that, or also the ability to surrender the animal, where, at least a decision can be made then whether it has a possibility of rehoming and giving it that opportunity, and also meaning that it's handled responsibly. It's not left in a field, it's not left in a shed, or it's not sold on to end up dying in a field somewhere in the country.
Finally, Orla, it can be quite easy to look at this problem as a problem of people in underprivileged areas around Ireland, parts of Dublin that have, a high population of unemployed and young lads who are just getting involved and don't know. What responsibility do we all bear, anyone who's been involved in the horse industry in the past 10 years, for the crisis that we find ourselves in now when it comes to horse welfare?
Well, I think, anyone involved with horses and caring about horses, I think we all need to look at, what was our role, as an organisation. Our role has always been with regard to welfare. This is a problem we predicted. We identified that this was going to happen back in 2007. We highlighted it. I think anybody now, who cares about horses, who's been involved with them, needs to look at how can they be involved in being part of the solution. We need to reduce breeding. People have to think long and hard about whether or not they're going going to breed their horses, to what end, if there's no value, if, you know, if the costs associated, if the animals are at risk of not being able to be rehomed, then we have to stop the breeding. We would love to see some form of regulation in with regard to breeding. I think this is where people need to sit down and think, what am I doing? You know, not kind of hope that if I cover the mare that I've got the next, you know, the next champion. That's not the reality. We have too many horses being born, and it has to stop.